It's the Vikings and the Detroit Lions, both teams in search of victory number one this young 2015 season.
I like what I'm hearing. We locked in, baby.
Hey, we know what time it is, man. We must protect our house, baby. Let's give it all we got, man.
Go. Don't go back in this locker room without winning the game, man.
Be great. Each and every play. 1, 2, 3. Be great.
I formation on third and short. Teddy from under center. Back to pass. Flips it to Adrian. Sprints out to the right with some room. Adrian's to the 30. He's to the 40. Into Lions territory. Looking for a block to the 30. And he walks out of bounds. Bridgewater looked like he was sacked. Instead, he flipped it to Adrian Peterson, who took it 49 yards. Peterson to the right of Bridgewater out of the shotgun. Second and goal from the 5. Teddy takes the snap. Fires to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Vikings. It's Kyle Rudolph with the Vikings' first touchdown this season and a quick 6-0 lead. Tight end Red Ellison outside of Shepard. Tightly packed eye. Fourth and goal. Bridgewater under center. Play action. Teddy rolls out to the left. Sprints into the end zone. Touchdown, Teddy!
Well, there were a lot of questions going into this week is how the Vikings were going to respond.
Stafford, quick pitch outside, completes it, and the ball comes loose. It's recovered by the Vikings. Sendejo, the safety, takes it down to the 6-yard line.
And it's the pesky Captain Munnerlyn.
They want Adrian Peterson to score that touchdown. It's first and goal. They give it to the fullback, Zach Lyon. Touchdown, Vikings!
And they laughed at me when I started Zach Lyon in my fantasy lineup this week, Bob.
First and 10 Lions from the 50. Stafford back to pass. And the ball's intercepted by Justin Tranto, who jumped around at the line of scrimmage. And the Vikings turn over Matthew Stafford as Tranto's taken down at the 39.
Stafford wanted to throw short, but the receivers were so well covered. He just tried to get it out, and Justin Tranto right in the right spot at the right time. I mean, that thing hit him right in the face.
Hey, big boy! That's a 14.
Let's go, baby! Let's go! Right,
great job, boy.
Hey.
Great job.
And it's batted away, Brian Robinson. Bursting through the defensive end, gets the arms up and denies.
Trapped for a loss by Brian Robinson back at the 9-yard line.
Blitz coming. Stafford hits and throws. Another hit on Matthew Stafford.
Another big hit on Matthew Stafford.
The Lions are pass predictable as Stafford is sacked by Everson Griffin as he floated out to the right. Everson now with 1.5 sacks this season.
Vikings think they have it. They do.
Another defensive back coming in. It's always the second, third guy in.
First two-point try this year for the Lions. Two receivers right, one left. Joint Bell to the right of Stafford. They run for the two-point conversion under the shotgun. And Harrison Smith captures Joint Bell around the ankles. They did not get the try. And the Vikings lead 26-16.
Harrison Smith is one outstanding football player. Seeing it, reading it, and doing what he does, and that's going hit it.
Fans cheering loudly. It's been a good game for the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm proud as hell of this team. The way we worked, the way we busted our ass all week, and we had to come back and get back to work and do what we do. And we did it today. We worked together as a team.
You know, after last week's loss, it felt like we were 0-10, not 0-1. We had a lot of grouchy players last week, grouchy coaches. You know, we answered the bell today.
Hey, everybody around here. Hey, second chance to get a win this place. That's why. LB's making the deal all day. LB's on 3. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
pass on a sideline route. It's a strike from Bridgewater.
Dump all the way to the other side of the field. Caught Jarius Wright. And he's knocked out of bounds at the 5.
Give it to the horse again. Give it to Big Brown now.
Lucy goes in motion. Second and goal from the 2. Hand off Adrian. Up the middle. To the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Vikings! And that's Adrian Peterson's first touchdown since November 24th of 2013 at Lambeau Field. And the Vikings lead 9-0.
You so pretty, Big Brown!
He gets out to the right side. Stiff arms of Charger in the 40. Adrian's to the 30. Heads to the left of the 20. Shakes the tackle! And it's loose! Inside the 5! Touchdown! 43-yard touchdown by Adrian Peterson. Tying him with Randy Moss for second most in team history. And running the Vikings to a 16-7 lead.
An absolutely beautiful stiff arm by Adrian Peterson to embarrass Jimmy Wilson. Paul, you talk about highlight reel material. I don't think he's done today. I think there's more to come from number 28.
14 runs, 93 yards, and a couple of TDs for the best. Adrian Peterson. First and goal, Vikings. Hand off, Zach Wine. Touchdown, Vikings! Zach Wine is on fire. The Vikings extend the lead to 23-7.
Do your job, baby. Let's go now. Let's be sharp.
Gets the snap. Steps up in the pocket. Gets away from the pressure. Ball's hit. It's a fumble. And I believe the Chargers fell on it at the 12. Or did they?
I got it now.
Purple
got it. We got it.
Vikings ball deep in Charger territory. Way to go, Anthony Vaughn.
I know you do. AD. Hey, let's keep our foot in their throat. Let's not ease up.
He's sacked and he's crushed by Everson Griffin, who's dominating San Diego.
Everson Griffin is becoming an artist out there.
I know you better than you know yourself.
He bull rushes King Dunlap earlier, then pulls out the spin move. So just a wonderful progression.
Rivers out of the ground, rush is coming. Minnesota. At all cylinders on that D-line, Tom Johnson.
Our interior defensive line is doing exactly what we predicted and what they should do against a Chargers offensive line that's soft.
River steps up, pumps in, and sack. Phillip just hoists the white flag. Everson Griffin, Sharif Floyd. That's the Vikings' fourth today.
Ah! Rivers hit from behind.
Just drills Rivers in the back. What do? They come with a blitz.
Wait, Anthony Barr with a big rush.
That shot hurt Rivers, too.
We saw this a week ago at Stafford. Rivers is feeling that up-the-middle pressure, and he's been hit a lot today.
From the Vikings 14, two receivers left and right. Rivers shotgun, Vikings rush 4. Phillip dump over the middle. Ball's batted in the air. Intercepted, Chad Greenway. Yeah. And the veteran turns it up at the 20, to the 30, to the 40. Far side, Greenway is loose. Chad Greenway with a 91-yard touchdown.
Defensive line has kept Rivers on his heels all day. Timing's off, throw is off, ball's tipped. Greenway in the right spot with a full tank of gas, by the way. But hey, for the old man, way to make an impact.
That was his first touchdown since 2007. Thanks to a Chad Greenway 91-yard interception touchdown, the Minnesota Vikings are throttling the San Diego Chargers.
This is what the big guys do, huh?
You never know when it's your time and you got to come in and play, right? Sure. That's why you got to keep working. You got to stay ready. You got to keep fighting each and every day. That was a hell of a team win, okay? Great job today.
A bunch of guys that were in that convoy said they did it because it was you.
Well, I'm guessing they probably would have done it for anybody, but, you know, obviously for them saying that means a lot. Pretty amazing just to see all my teammates in the sidelines. Must be doing something right, so it was pretty awesome.
5, 7, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4!
welcome to Minnesota Vikings football on a crisp autumn day at TCF Bank Stadium. It's the Vikings and the Chiefs, a 2-2 Vikings team, victorious five consecutive times at TCF Bank Stadium. Minnesota 1-1 on third down. Bridgewater back to pass. Fires left. Caught Jarius Wright at the 35, 30 to the 20. Inside the 15. Bridgewater. Jarius Wright. 53.
To the flat, and that is buried at the 1 yard line. Pass is completed to Jeremy Macklin, and Captain Munnerlin was there to make the play.
On second and 10, Teddy on a deep drop, pats the ball, fires left, gets wide open, Chiefs 30, cuts to the right to the 25, two catches today for the rookie, Stephon Diggs.
So if you had any questions as to whether or not the Denver game was a fluke with Stephon Diggs, he's come out and just taken over so far in this first quarter.
Smith out of the shotgun on third down. Back to pass, and he's nearly sacked. He eludes the pressure, but then is sacked by Eric Kendricks. Second sack for the rookie from UCLA, and the Chiefs have to punt.
Nile Davis is brought up a yard short. And once again, Eric Kendricks, the rookie middle linebacker from UCLA, making the play.
The Vikings defense giving up 18.5 points per game, currently pitching a shutout. Smith on third down takes the snap. Here comes Danielle Hunter. He's all over Alex Smith. Who's sacked? Sharif Floyd finished him off. Sharif Floyd finishes off what the rookie Danielle Hunter started. And Smith has been battered two times today. Colquitt into punt.
Trip to the red zone, third and goal.
Move it down.
Bridgewater over the middle, touchdown. Tight end Kyle Rudolph with his second touchdown catch of the season. 4:43 remains in the first half. We get our first touchdown of the day.
Hey! Hey! Woo! What's up, baby?
So look at the Chiefs all the way down to the 16-yard line. Third and really inches.
Very close to a Chiefs first down.
Now they're going to load this thing up and try to move this ball probably a good 14 inches.
Well, it's third and short. Handoff to the fullback, Anthony Sherman, hit and stood up at the line of scrimmage. He did not get the first down on third and inches.
You have to go for it here. You haven't gotten much production or much movement.
Kansas City's got to take advantage anytime it gets down this deep, which has been never.
Where the Vikings defense can set a tone and create an identity right here. Fourth down and just inches to go. Let's get the ball back in the hands of the offense.
Right up on the line of scrimmage. Fourth and short from the six. Hand off West. He did it! Get it! He was stopped beautifully by Sharif Floyd. Short from the six. The Vikings defense is dominating Kansas City today. Vikings ball.
Here in the fourth quarter, Kansas City has had two drives, one for a field goal, one for a touchdown.
16-10 lead, and here come the Chiefs.
You have to hang in there underneath. Keep them out of the end zone, Paul. That's all we got to do.
This is why you play. This is gets the adrenaline going, and this is the fun stuff.
Let's go, D!
Chuck Kendrick West in the backfield. West gets the handoff. Lost the football on the ground. Who's got it? Minnesota!
Oh!
Brian Robinson!
Couldn't have come at a better time. The only thing the defense hadn't done today.
Rookie Danielle Hunter filling in for the best pass rusher the Vikings have ever seen Griffin. That, by far, is the biggest play of the young man's career. Chiefs have momentum, and Danielle Hunter causes a fumble, recovered by Brian Robinson.
Great job by the defense all day long, Paul.
And we got victory. All one, ready?
And the Vikings will have defeated the Kansas City Chiefs in very dramatic fashion.
Didn't I tell you, it was going to come down to ball buster, didn't I?
Yep.
Okay? And it was. Okay? There's never an easy game in this league. Never. If you get one, you're damn lucky. Okay? We didn't play great, but we did enough things to win. And you can never, ever, ever take away from these wins. Okay? We have the ability in here to be damn good. Good job, team. All right?
Yeah.
All right, Matt, let's go. Man.
Yeah.
Woo! Have a blow right now.
Yes.
Mike's on three. One, two, three.
Push!
Hey, we know what we got to do today, baby. We got to show up and show out, man, and do what we've been doing. And let's keep making plays. Let's keep flying around. Let's keep balling. Hey, it's all day today, baby. Hey, let's get this win today, man. Give me all you got. Give me all you got today.
Now, this Viking team, they come in 3-2, Rondé. They won all three at home. They seem like a different team on the road.
It's uncanny. They have a quarterback that has a lot of poise. They're built to run the football. They play good defense.
Here comes Blair Walsh, and boom! Minnesota madness in the Motown is in the air.
I've not seen a Minnesota Vikings defense get this many gashes early in a football game.
And a defense of Minnesota that's allowing just 17 a game. They've already given up 14 as the opening quarter winds down.
37-yard try, hooks between the uprights. It's good.
This will be 53 yards, and the kick is right down the middle. Blair Walsh is on the money.
The 51-yard field goal by Walsh is up, and it is good.
Walsh with a 35-yard try to give the Vikings an 8-point lead, and he worked it through.
Snap spot, and the kick is good. A high five for Blair Walsh. He's 5 of 5 today.
We got to score points. We got to score 7. Every time we get the score, we got to move it down and score 7.
Extra offensive lineman Austin Shepherd into the left of Matt Khalil. Third and goal from the one-eye formation. Teddy, play action. Back to pass. Fires right. Caught! Kyle Rudolph, touchdown! One-handed, left-handed by Kyle Rudolph. His third receiving touchdown this year. And it's 17-12, Lions.
Look at what's going on right now with Detroit. Gave them a little bit too much life early, but we've turned things around.
Can they get the ball going with Peterson? And there he goes! Adrian Peterson with only Glover Quinn. And knocked out inside the 5. It took Ziggy Ansah running all the way from his defensive line spot to save a touchdown.
Well, here's the thing with Adrian Peterson. You bottle him up, and in one time, you don't clear the edge, and you get a home run hit.
A 75-yard run, the longest in the league this year.
Left, swings left, Zach Klein wide open, nobody covered him, 40, 50, 45, gets a block at the 35, Zach Klein down to the 20-yard line, 48 yards for number 48, first and 10, Vikings from the Lions, 19, Zach Klein.
Vikings need to take some kind of shot deep to back Darius Slay and Rasheed Mathis up, because they're really, really drilling down on our receivers.
Teddy goes back to pass, he fires deep, digs open, caught!
What a catch!
He left his feet for a Stephon Diggs' first National Football League touchdown was absolutely spectacular. A 36-yard floater from Bridgewater, and the Vikings have taken the lead.
Oh, my heavens. If there was any question left on the abilities of one Stephon Diggs, that there answers everything. Beautiful move. Diggs forced to leave his feet, Paul. Wow, what a way to answer. Teddy, you're growing up, man. You're picking yourself off the dirt, and you made him pay for a touchdown. And now the Lions, Paul, are looking at the scoreboard, looking to be down by 5 points after really one of the best starts we've seen a team have against the Vikings in years.
At one time, they trailed 17-6. Momentum's a funny thing. The Lions had it to start the game. It has shifted big time.
You could feel the tide turning. And trust me, Detroit's thinking in the back of their minds right now. Here we go.
And Stafford is sacked. He was sacked by Chad Greenway for a big loss.
Veteran move, came underneath and just drilled Stafford. He didn't even see it coming.
Matthew Stafford was crushed from behind by Everson Griffin, who's back, and he's back in a big way.
Oh, my heavens. He had no chance to even get that ball off. He was destroyed.
Stafford is thrown to the ground by Harrison Smith on a safety blitz.
And there's the pressure that I was talking about from this defense. This is when they love to do all that creative stuff that Mike Zimmer has in his arsenal.
Little play action, and Eric Kendricks sacks him. Robinson and Kendricks.
They're just going to pressure him. And this Detroit Lions offensive line has absolutely no answer for it right now.
And Stafford goes back to pass, and he hoists the white flag and is destroyed. The fifth sack today of Matthew Stafford, who has no chance.
Fresh set of downs for Stafford. Pressure goal. He's thrown to the ground by Kendricks before he even got back. Stafford's in trouble again. The man has no chance.
He has absolutely no chance, Chris. And they are so confused on this side of the ball. And just another easy sack. Seven sacks today, Chris. Goodness gracious.
And it wasn't until the Vikings started to pressure that they turned this thing around. So great job by the defense. Holy cow.
We didn't start out real good, right? 14-3 on the road in the division. We ain't won a division game. And I don't know. I can't hear all the... I can't with $2. We scored 22 unanswered points. Okay? We moved the ball up and down the field. We did a lot of good things. Defensively, we played very good in the second half. Okay? We play next week, another division team on the road that we have not won in...
Since 2007.
All right, 2007. All right? If you take tomorrow off, you promise me we go to Chicago and win.
Yeah,
all right, good job today. Vikings up there. 1, 2, 3.
Vikings!
The Minnesota Vikings get the ball first to kick off the seventh game of the season. Welcome to Soldier Field.
It's going to take all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, to send these Bears to early hibernation. Why don't we trick them and treat them to a good old-fashioned butt-whipping up in the air? Let's go, boys.
Here is the O'Donnell punch as Danielle Hunter rushes in sweetly. Marcus Sherrills from his own 35 heads to the right side. Turns the corner near side to the 40 to the 50. And Sherrills has one guy to beat. 25-20. Gets a block from Hunter. Touchdown! Marcus Sherrills with a 65-yard punt return touchdown has rallied the Vikings to the lead at Soldier Field.
Wonderful job by the special teams. Our offense, we're on the road, starting slowly. What a shot in the arm by the special teams of the Minnesota Vikings. Great job. Great job, Marcus Sherrills.
Everson Griffin's all over Jay, and he is sacked by rookie Danielle Hunter. Loss of three. That's Danielle Hunter's first full sack of his National Football League career. Hand off Jeremy Langford. Bam! Hit by Eric Kendricks and Linval Joseph. Harrison hit Forte so hard, 22-on-22 damage.
Linval Joseph absolutely destroyed this play right here. That play had nowhere to go with that type of penetration from big nose tackle.
Brian Robinson smashes the veteran Royal for a loss of 2 yards.
Does not get loose.
Minnesota needs to get a drive going. Teddy Bridgewater is going to have to do something through the air here for him to get back into this football game.
Bridgewater is knocked down. Looks hurt. Parnell McPhee got to him.
Teddy has been sacked 20 times this season, 17 on the road. Takes the snap on second and long. Gets away from the pressure. Sprints to the left to the 20, 25. Teddy slides at the 30. First down, Teddy. And it was a big one on second and 17.
Now their defense on the spot. It's third and four against Bridgewater.
Bridgewater with Rudolph and Asiata in the backfield out of the shotgun. On third down, takes the snap. Teddy looks left, fires, caught! Stephon Diggs, and he spins to the 30, 20, 15, 10, and touchdown! Stephon Diggs! Way to steal the show, Stephon! It's a 40-yard touchdown, and the Vikings are an extra point from tying the game.
That's Diggs' second touchdown of his career in back-to-back weeks.
This kid shows the headiness for the game, the willpower to get in for a touchdown that we've seen the past couple of weeks.
big play by Minnesota.
Diggs back-to-back 100-yard receiving games, and now he's got over 90 in this game. But that was as big as it gets.
I already know big time.
It was a great run after catch, really. And Stephon, he just continues to get better, and Teddy made some huge plays when he needs to, and that's Teddy. You know, that's what he does.
Hey, we're going to get the ball back. We're going to go back down to
score. On third down and 5, Hutler on the run, and it's dropped by Langford.
Now you got Minnesota with the chance to win the football game here. That third down drop could come back to haunt Chicago. Their defense has stepped up all day today. They're going to need to come up with a big stop here.
We got to hurry. 39, 38, 37. Three timeouts remaining. Two receivers left and right. Second to 6. Teddy on a deep drop. Purnell McPhee is doubled. Teddy fires for Charles Johnson right side. No! Charles goes up and gets it. And he came down with it at the 27. Charles Johnson's only reception today. It's a 34-yard cold-blooded connection.
And I tell you, what a heartbreaking way to get down in field goal territory if you're a Chicago Bears fan. We gave up two huge plays here in the last minute and a half of the football game.
A gain of 35, 4 career game-winning drives for Bridgewater. He may be setting up Blair Walsh for another one.
He's hit 13 consecutive field goals, and the Vikings have not won here in 8 years. And they're going to let it roll down and let Blair Walsh try to win this thing, aren't they? Here we go. Snap, good, spot down. Walsh's kick is up. Good! Goodbye, Chicago. The Vikings win.
I knew he was going to make it. He'd been making them every day in practice. You know, you can tell when a guy's kicking the ball good. There's a thump to it, and he thumped it pretty good, and it was dead down the middle.
The 4-3 St. Louis Rams take the field first against a Vikings defense giving up 17.5 points per game, second best in the NFL.
But what it's going to come down to is the big fellas in the trenches. That's where all the dancing is going to happen. Boys, and I like that kind of party because Purple Nation, we're going to dance all day long.
And there's a lot on the line in this one right here. Granted, it's only week 9.
Todd Gurley of the Rams, their rookie sensation running back, Adrian Peterson, the guy that Gurley's been compared to the most.
On the right side of that line, and it's Peterson. He'll dance his way untouched to the end zone. Boy, they've loaded up on that right side. Nobody so much as put a breath on Peterson,
which is escorts Adrian Peterson into the end zone.
Handoff, Gurley leaps for the end zone. He smashed at the 1. Second effort gets him into the end zone. Touchdown Rams. Todd Gurley.
Hey, let's settle down and go play now, huh? Let's settle down and go play, all right? Let's go to work. Come on, babe.
Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph. Linval Joseph knocks Foles back 9 yards.
Linval Joseph is absolutely owning the middle of this field.
He's playing at a Pro Bowl level. Tony, he's taking on double teams, single blocks, whatever, and he's eating them up. And he's not just taking them on, he's making plays.
Third and 8, takes the snap. Here comes Everson Griffin, and Foles threw it away.
Yeah! Grounding! It's grounding!
There we go. Flag! Intentional grounding on the St. Louis Rams.
That's an outstanding tackle by Anthony Barr. This team is a sure tackling club.
I mean, we see it play after play after play.
Let's go to work, huh? Let's go to work!
I think Mike Zimmer came out after the half with a concerted idea of, look, you can run all the misdirection you want, but I'm going to attack on every play now.
But it cannot be denied. This Minnesota defense has been more than geared up.
If you're Minnesota, you've got to think touchdown. Not many people have done that against the Rams this year. They are the kings of making you kick field goals.
Bridgewater shotgun, takes the snap, back to pass, steps up, runs up the middle, into the end zone, touchdown, Teddy! And he went in untouched, and he runs the Vikings to a 16-15 lead. Play action goes to Adrian. Teddy sprints out to the right. He's running to the five. Teddy to the end zone for the two. Teddy for two. And it's 18-15.
With John Hill, aren't we?
Yeah, the official word from the Viking staff is Teddy Bridgewater is out with a concussion.
Well, this is all about 28 on this drive. I mean, if there is a man that says get on my back, especially after his quarterback is knocked out of the game on a dirty play, it is Adrian Peterson.
13-yard run by Adrian Peterson, the best running back in this game.
2-8 is trying to single-handedly take over this game, and I think the Rams right now, Paul, are going to send the kitchen sink to stop number 28.
And they're going to get the ball back with another potential shot for Greg Zuerlein.
Nervous time in Minneapolis. The Vikings lead by three.
Try by Zuerlein to tie it. Snap, hold, hammered, and it is good to tie the game at 18.
Yeah, we want to take the win.
So if we win,
we want to kick that way.
They took the win,
Minnesota's
guys.
Minnesota's won the toss. I'd like to defend this goal. It will kick off to St. Louis.
How about that?
Wow. You don't see that very often.
Now, the Vikings won the toss to start overtime and deferred. They opted to take the side of the field heading to the east with that 16-25 mile per hour wind at the back of Blair Walsh, who, boom, kicks it out of the end zone.
Now it's time to dig deep. I mean, you're looking at this defense, and you're seeing a lot of guys you haven't seen much of. Trey Waynes, Brandon Watts, Chad Greenway in on base. I mean, there's some new faces out there. It's time to buck up.
Here we go. First and 10. Handoff Todd Gurley. Tries the right side. Sees nothing. And he's run down by Harrison Smith. But Gurley eludes it. And he's running the wrong way. It's a loss of 6 yards by the overzealous rookie.
That play's going nowhere. And again, beautifully defended by the captain. Captain Munderland.
And this is exactly why Mike Zimmer chose to defend with the win. He had confidence in his defense. And the way he's called this game, I don't expect him to sit back here.
Third and 16. Takes the snap. Foles, five-step drop. Fade to the right. Overshot Stedman Bailey.
Awesome job by the Viking defense. You know, this is when a head coach like Zimmer could turn around to his guys and say, listen, I'm putting you guys on the field first. Do what you're paid to do. And they actually made the Rams go backwards. Now, as I look at Marcus Sherrill standing somewhere near the 50, all we need is possession of this one, Paul, and we're in good shape. And here comes Walsh to try and win it for a second consecutive weekend.
It's a 40-yard try left hash to make the Rams 4-4 and kick the Vikings to 6-2 and an undefeated record at home. Snap, spot, right-footed Walsh, kick is up, and it is good! The Vikings have walked off winners and have won four consecutive games.
And these Vikings all of a sudden are 6-2. And Walsh celebrating back-to-back wins.
They're undefeated at home, and at the season's midway point, your Minnesota Vikings are 6-2.
We got to get back in. We got to get back to work. We got to make sure we take care of the bumps and bruises. We had some guys beat up a little bit today, okay? And we had a bunch of other guys come in and step in and play. And Blair, that baby. Hey, I love this team.
Bye.
1, 2, 3, 5.
gorgeous Sunday in the East Bay, and we are here for the Minnesota Vikings at 6-2 to take on the Oakland Raiders.
Hey, let's do whatever we got to do to get a win today. There's some places that are just more fun than others to win. This is one of them.
Game time, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Minnesota Vikings football is in the air. Here comes Teddy Bridgewater and the Minnesota Vikings.
Very nice, patient, methodical drive by the Vikings offense here.
Bridgewater hesitates, wide open. He's got his tight end, and he's in the end zone. Red Ellison with a Viking touchdown.
An 11-yard touchdown hit from Teddy Bridgewater to Red Ellison, and the Vikings have the ball one time, and they lead 6-0.
Takeaway for Terrence Newman. He stepped right in front of the receiver and came up with the pick. For Darrell Patterson, trouble picking it up, but he can run and gets up across the 30. Patterson down the sideline. Could Janikowski get to him? No! It's going to be a touchdown Vikings on the Patterson return. Unbelievable.
Carr pats the ball. Sacked! Derek Carr is sacked. Sharif Floyd along with Everson Griffin in on the sack.
And that was almost intercepted. Terrence Newman almost had his second pick of the game.
Terrence Newman absolutely ran this route for Amari Cooper. And he almost got.
Alawale out of the backfield to the left. Carr out of the shotgun, second and 10. He's back to pass. He's hit. He goes down and he's buried by Linval Joseph, finishing off what rookie Danielle Hunter started. And Derek Carr, supposedly unsackable, hadn't been sacked in nearly a month. He's been sacked two times today. Well done, Linval Joseph.
Well done by the entire defensive line. This Viking defense is one of the best tackling groups that we have seen in quite some time.
Carr fade back right of the end zone. Terrence Newman intercepted it. His second today. Terrence Newman took it away from the Oakland Raiders and silences those here in Oco Coliseum.
Well, the player of the game for us is Terrence Newman. When they needed a play at the end, he comes up big for the Minnesota Vikings defense.
And Andre Holmes, who is 6'4", couldn't leap high enough against the 5'10 Newman, who the savvy veteran came down with it.
And the Vikings lead 23-14, first place on their minds.
Adrian Peterson is loose!
See ya.
I don't think anybody will catch up to Adrian Peterson. It's a Viking touchdown of 80 yards!
An 80-yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson, his longest of the season. And he runs the Minnesota Vikings into first place atop the NFC North.
Playmakers on two.
Falcons ball, first and
10 from their own 20. Toss right to rookie Tevin Coleman. He gets loose. 30, 35, 40 to the 50. Cuts to the left. Oh, the ball poked away by Anthony Barr and picked up by Antone Exum.
Anthony Barr right there shows what hustle, effort, and speed can do for you. A tremendous play going after the ball.
It's fourth and one from the Atlanta 49. Barr on a strip sack. Anthony Barr, well done, young man.
Great play by Anthony Barr, who I think's on the verge of becoming a great player in this league.
They've got some young guys in this team that are on the verge of becoming flat-out stars.
Xavier Rhodes is following Julio Jones all over the field. He's opposite him near side. Matt Ryan from under center goes play action, passes left, incomplete. Xavier Rhodes blanketing Julio Jones, knocked it away.
Fantastic job by Xavier Rhodes, and what Xavier Rhodes offers as a corner is that size. He can move with some of the best of them, and we've seen him do so well versus big body receivers because he doesn't get pushed around.
Touchdown Vikings! The seventh rushing touchdown this year for Adrian Peterson gives the Vikings a 6-0 lead.
It's so huge, Paul, to get that lead on the road. Teddy's looking good. He's getting rid of the ball on time. Offense looking very, very sharp.
Oh, you'd be great, boy.
Ryan shotgun, three receiver set. Matt steps up in the pocket, fires. Intercepted by the captain at the 25-yard line. And the captain, Captain Munnerlyn, has picked off and put a chill over the man they call Matty Ice.
One-man rush. Griffin coming. Ryan in trouble. Goodbye. Everson Griffin throws him down like a rag doll. This Viking defense still playing.
They make you earn it. They make you earn everything, and they will fight you till the end.
Field third and goal from the 15. Sprints out to the left. Fires to the end zone. Intercepted by the Vikings. And it's Terrence Newman with his third pick of the year. And the Vikings turn away the Atlanta Falcons.
They come away with nothing on the board. Let's go Viking offense. Come on. It's been years since he's done to a defense what he did to Atlanta today. He owns this stadium today. This is it. Third and five, 4:23 left to go. No timeouts. It's 2-8 time, Paul. It's 2-8 time right now. Let's go.
Adrian, the single set. Toss to Adrian following the three tight ends. Turns it up to the 35 to the 30. Runs to a first down. Loose inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown Vikings. Yard touchdown run by Adrian Peterson, and the Vikings seal the deal. It's an 8-3 team into next week's game against Seattle. Teddy shotgun, second and 8 from the Bears 15, no score. Teddy takes the snap from Berger, looks left, fade left to the end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown Vikings! That's Stephon Diggs' third touchdown this year, and his first touchdown since week 8 against the Chicago Bears.
This is what you're talking about with Teddy Bridgewater. Can he put this team on his back? Make throws like that, He's showing he wants to be that guy. What a beautiful throw by Bridgewater.
On second down, Cutler under center, handoff Matt Forte, and Andrew Sendejo is back, and he's back in a big way, capturing him around the ankles.
Blitz is coming, and Cutler tries to get away, and he's dropped for a sack. Chad Greenway, the old veteran.
Trusty, crusty, rusty old veteran. Comes in big again. Anthony Barr out. So Chad Greenway getting the opportunity to rush the passer, and you know he's enjoying it. But to have Greenway out there right now is a huge benefit.
Big blitz by the Bears. Teddy dump right. Caught McKinnon 15-10. Shakes a tackle at the 5. Races for the end zone. Touchdown Vikings! It is Jerick McKinnon's first National Football League touchdown.
But McKinnon, how about him as a receiver, Kevin? He's been explosive in the pass game with 3 big receptions.
Bridgewater protected, completing. It's Diggs. Inside the 10, Stephon Diggs diving. Touchdown, Minnesota.
Stephon Diggs is killing the Chicago Bears. That's a 33-yard touchdown. It's 23-7 by game.
First career 3-touchdown game for Teddy Bridgewater, and he's looked great. It's Stephon Diggs' first 2-touchdown game for the rookie. It's all working for Minnesota, and they came in losing 3 or 4. They needed a big performance, and they're getting it. Little onside try, and the Bears have it. So John Fox starts off with a little trickery.
Trailing by 10, the Bears have gone with an onside kick to begin the second half.
Cutler to throw it. Pressure from Robinson. He got him! Strip sack recovery! He did it all!
It was a strip sack by Brian Robinson! And despite the onside kick, the Vikings have turned over the Bears.
For tackled for a loss.
Wow.
Tom Johnson coming through.
Almost takes the handoff from Jake Cutler, like Howie Long there.
Cutler out of the shotgun, takes the snap. Here's a big rush. Jay is sacked again! And that one goes to Daniil Hunter. This is a 53-yard try. High snap. Locke gets it down. Walsh's line drive kick hits the left upright and bounces through! With a serendipitous 53-yard field goal. He's dragging Bears inside the 5. A 19-yard burst by Matt Asiata.
Bridgewater, all kinds of time, fires. Wallace with the catch. And there's a big play at a number 11 inside the 20.
Now he dumps right, caught McKinnon, 40, turns it up. Excellent piece of running by Jerick McKinnon. It's 31 for 31.
With McKinnon sprinting away. He's had a couple touches and a couple huge plays. Chicago down, but it's their ball on the 20. 10:02 to play. Here's Cutler and Cutler. Looking to throw. Looking to set up the screen, and it's intercepted. Justin Trenteau. Every time you feel like the Bears can get a little something going, this defense from Minnesota has made a big play. A sack, a strip sack, a 3-and-out. And now set it up to really put a dagger in.
And after a Justin Trenteau interception, it's 3rd and 9 Vikings from the Bears 12. Teddy takes the snap, looking for his 4th touchdown pass. Steps up, runs, inside the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Teddy!
And so Bridgewater's doing it all. And those chants of Teddy are fulfilled.
He's played well today, I'll tell you what.
This is the time of year when quarterbacks go from being good to legendary. I gotta tell you, I'm not putting him in the legendary status yet, but Teddy Bridgewater has been awesome today.
Teddy play action, rolling out to the right. Teddy pumps, dumps, caught Zach Lyme, reaches for the end zone, touchdown Vikings! Teddy Bridgewater, that's a high five for Teddy. And the Vikings lead 37-17.
What a bounce back from the Vikings. Blown out by Seattle at home. And today, the Vikings come out flying despite playing without their best 3 defensive players.
This team has got a lot of heart. We're not done yet, though. We still got a long way to go. They can't ever call you a loser again. Okay? They can never call you that. Because we're winners from now on.
Happy holidays, Vikings fans.
Let's go out here and have some fun, baby. Come on. All right.
Let's do it for four quarters, baby. Hit in the mouth. Let's go. Be great on three. One, two, three.
It is a win and in Sunday night for the Minnesota Vikings taking on the New York Giants. Boom! There it is. Sunday night football's in the air. Out of the shotgun on first and 10, facing a rush, steps up, fires it, and it's tipped, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted by Andrew Sendejo, and he's taken down at the 50-yard line. That's the second career interception for Andrew Sendejo.
Just keep breaking them up, man.
Bridgewater under center, he'll pass into the base, straight drop, fire center, the field caught! Touchdown, Vikings! It's Kyle Rudolph with a 28-yard score, and it's 9-0 Minnesota.
Almost forget that Teddy Bridgewater's just in his second year here, but there he is. It's an unusual throwing motion. We've highlighted that, but he keeps getting the job done. He has been playing fantastic football.
Eli on third and short looks the way of Randall, fires. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. It's Harrison Smith.
Comes flying through.
This has been a rough go for an offense that ranks sixth in the National Football League in scoring. Not very sharp at all.
Whips it out to the left and it's intercepted. Why wouldn't it be? Picked off by the captain. Turns it up to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Captain Mutterlin out of bounds at the 4. Vikings have picked off Eli Manning three times tonight.
And a toss to McKinnon. And he gets to the end zone. Touchdown.
Hand off Jerick McKinnon. Stutter steps to the line of scrimmage. Now he busts it out to the left of the 40, to the 50. And Jerick McKinnon is loose inside the 10. Touchdown! It's a 68-yard touchdown for Jerick McKinnon, and the Vikings hang a 48 on the New York Giants.
Well, it's officially gotten embarrassing.
The Vikings have scored on seven straight possessions.
When you get to playoff time, you say, who's hot now? Who's playing the best right now? Right now, you probably say Arizona. Minnesota's hot. I mean, this is going to be a wild year in the playoffs.
And those left at TCF Bank Stadium rise to their feet to salute their Minnesota Vikings.
Congratulations. That's a good team win, all right? It's a way to come out focused, prepared, executing the things we have to do to win, okay? Now, we're in. That was the number one goal tonight, right? We're in. Next week, we get a chance to play for the division title, okay?
Yes,
now, we don't need to talk about it.
Let's ride time. Let's get that hat.
Bikes on three. One, two, three.
Bikes!
Playoff bound Minnesota Vikings victorious over the New York Giants 49-17.
and electric atmosphere at Lambeau Field for the final game of the 2015 season. It's the Vikings and Packers for NFC North supremacy.
This is what we envision.
Yep.
Win the NFC North.
Let's go now.
It's right here.
It's another step.
Let's take.
Let's go.
Let's take.
Let's go,
want, baby.
Last week you said it again. I want to bring a banner back to Minnesota. The Purple Nation, one thing this team has done, it's put themselves not only in the playoffs, but in a position to take the title from these Green Bay Packers.
Hey, we talk all the time about being the best. Tonight's the first time we actually get to lay claim to that. Tonight is the first time we've got an opportunity in front of our face to be the best, truly be the best. Let's not leave here unless we're the best tonight.
You deserve this. This team deserves this. All you gotta do is go take it.
And let's do what we can. Let's do it. Hey, tonight, tonight, man. One, two, three. One, two, three.
To the outside, and they're going to get the first down. Adam Thielen, a wide receiver, is inside the 30, and Thielen gets tackled at the 21-yard line. And Mike Zimmer goes to his bag of tricks 3 minutes into the game.
So glad you got outside.
He's trying to cut it back. He's about to score.
39-yard try, right hash. Snap spot. Walsh's kick is up, and it is good. The Vikings lead the border battle 3-0. Who sprints up the middle, lowers the head, second effort to the goal line, touchdown Vikings! A tough love touchdown by the best back in the NFL, and Minnesota extends the lead to 12-3. He takes the snap, the Vikings blitz, Rodgers hit as he throws, incomplete. He was hit as he threw.
Maybe blowing the whistle, that might be a fumble.
It's the captain, 40-30-20, 10-5, the general, if it stands. Oh, the captain.
So with the way it stands, this is a Viking touchdown, Paul.
Touchdown.
Ruling on the field is confirmed. Touchdown.
So the Green Bay Packers desperately needing a drive.
He gets happy feet. Protected sweetly, though. Fires left. Caught Richard Rodgers. 5. Leaps for the end zone. Front left pylon. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers.
Third and 3. Rodgers feeling pressure from behind, but then Griffin is able to run him down.
It was just a Herculean effort by Everson Griffin. Yeah!
Trying to make it a 7-point game, which he does.
James Jones left. Green Bay has to score a touchdown on this play. Rodgers takes the snap, goes on a 5-step drop, flushed out to the right, looks into the end zone, fires to the end zone, intercepted by the Minnesota Vikings. That's Xavier Rhodes with his second career interception.
Everybody in this division wants to see somebody knock off the Green Bay Packers. They have been on top for so long. You probably have people even in Detroit and Chicago cheering for the Minnesota Vikings to finally knock them off the perch.
Third and 3. Rodgers fires left. Caught Richard Rodgers. Stopped at the 38-yard line by Xavier Rhodes. They have no timeouts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Back to pass. He steps up middle of the field. Fires deep left to the end zone, knocked away, and the Minnesota Vikings are NFC North Division champions!
Wow, what a game. It took every second, but they finally knocked the champs off in this division.
And the Minnesota Vikings flood the field to celebrate a tightly contested game with their border rivals. The final score, 20-13, Minnesota. They win the division in a spine tingler. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, no team.
I love y'all. I love y'all again. From the old guys, I'm telling y'all, this means a lot to us.
We're going to be doing this a lot, so get used to it.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Hey, you guys brought your rear ends off today. I'm proud of hell as you, of all of you. And you know what? We got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Come to Lambeau, defeat the champions to become the champions, right?
Let's go! 5, 7, 3, 1, 2, 3!